This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's the 18th of October. I'm Ben Mabley, back on Monday again as usual, with news on a weekend that might just have knocked the title door ajar. While there was drama at the bottom as late goals and blunders lit up for Gaota Sendai's meeting with FC Tokyo. Well, hello again, and J1 leaders Nagoya Grampus passed up an opportunity to go 11 points clear with just 8 games remaining, as they suffered a shock 4-1 defeat away to Albirex Niigata yesterday evening. Brazilian talisman Marcio Richardes marked his return from a thigh injury that had caused him to miss 4 matches, during which Albirex had only mustered 1 point, with a superb free kick on the half hour, only for the division's top scorer Joshua Kennedy to equalise for Grampus just 3 minutes later. However, the home side regained the initiative in rapid-fire fashion, as Yuta Mikado and Hideo Oshima scored a goal apiece immediately before the interval, to secure a 3-1 first-half lead. Any hopes their shell-shocked opponents had of staging a recovery were dashed just 8 minutes after the restart, when midfielder Naoshi Nakamura was sent off for a second cautionable offence. Richardes took advantage to seal victory and a fine individual performance with his second goal late on. The blow to Nagoya's title charge was at least softened by yet more poor results for their closest challengers. Second place Kashima Antlers are now 8 points behind, after conceding a 95th minute equaliser to Yoshiro Abe of bottom club Shonan Bellmare, with Cerezo Osaka down to 4th and a further 2 points back after a 2-0 loss at Resurgent to Rawa Reds. Gamba Osaka returned to 3rd position behind Kashima on goal difference, after a 5-1 victory over 10-man Omiya Ardija. The Squirrels led early on through Yuki Fukaya, but lost defensive rock Mato Noretliak to a straight red card after just 19 minutes, allowing Gamba to recover their rhythm with 2 goals each from Lee Kun-ho and Shoki Hirai, plus a fine solo effort from 18-year-old Takashi Usami. Kawasaki Frontale are now level on points with Cerezo in 5th, following a straightforward 2-0 home win over Montedeo Yamagata, with Yokohama F. Marinos up to 6th after 17-year-old striker Yuji Ono became the club's youngest ever scorer in a 1-0 victory over struggling Vissel Kobe. Shimizu S-Pulse slipped to 7th after only drawing at home to Kyoto Sanga, a result that extends the Shizuoka club's winless run to 7 games in all competitions. Last season's J2 champions for Gaota Sendai were the big winners at the bottom, after a dramatic turnaround in their home game against fellow relegation battlers FC Tokyo. Goals from one-time Japan forwards Masashi Ogoro and Sota Hirayama, either side of Liang Yonggi's equaliser, looked set to give the capital club a priceless 3 points, until a horrible misjudgment by goalkeeper Shuichi Gonda allowed an Eliseo free kick to sail straight in from 45 yards with 4 minutes remaining. Fernandinho then scored in stoppage time to take the Gaota 7 points clear of the drop zone. Finally, Sanfrecce Hiroshima and Jubilo Iwata drew 1-1 in their mid-table clash, which served as a dress rehearsal for next month's Nabisco Cup final. That's it for today. Join me again next week for the stories from another match day with implications at both ends of the J1 table, as Nagoya visit Kobe, Gamba travel up the road to Kyoto, and Cerezo host Sendai. Bye for now.